This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company. The Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. Cake's out this week. Probably means somebody's out next week, right? Anybody going on vacation next week?
Truly.
Bish Buck's going on vacay next week.
I am. I think
staycation, going somewhere?
North Kakalaki.
Gotcha.
I think I'm going to do I don't have it in the books yet. I'm just going to do a little 3-day golf trip thing.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. It'll be nice to get away.
I came back to a problem that we've had at our house. And I think it's pretty common for people to have this problem in their homes. We have a little bit of a mouse problem.
Okay.
So we had...
Are they in the, they're in the house?
Well, my wife said she could...
Attic,
yeah, my wife
closets.
Said she could hear them scurrying around downstairs in our basement. We have a crawl space, which is a weird spot. And then, I've never seen them visibly in the house. But my wife swore she could hear them. And then we started seeing some droppings underneath our sink. So I went out and got tracks.
Everywhere. They hide in there.
Yeah, because right where the pipes come out, there's a little crack.
Yeah, they could slither through there. They're unbelievable. They're so pliable.
Yes.
Yes.
And so before we went to Switzerland and Italy, I got one or two of them with these traps. And my wife, when we got back, heard something scurrying around on Saturday, and she freaks out. She literally was on top of a chair. I'm not sweating it, but then when I actually heard it, I opened the door and I saw the mouse right there on the trap, still breathing. And it is a cruel way to kill an animal.
Did you do it with a glue trap or with a snapper?
We go glue traps.
Oh, okay. I go glue traps. That's a painful death.
Yes.
It's probably better to go snapper.
I felt a little bad. Well, basically, I suffocated the mouse to death because I didn't want that. He was trying to eat the glue to get out of the glue trap.
Yeah.
And so I picked up the glue trap and threw it in a bag. And then I put another bag in another bag. And then my go-to move when I kill these mice is I go to a gas station or something and dump it in their trash cans because they smell so bad.
Who cares?
If the mouse is we don't leave our trash cans outside.
Oh, I have my trash cans outside.
In the garage?
I don't even think that's allowed.
You keep yours in the garage then?
Yes,
in the
garage.
On the side of the house.
Yeah. Right, but I don't think our HOA would pummel that.
You should smell my garage because I don't have mice there. I got my dog's poop bags in there.
Oh,
in my pan.
I have
my
plenty of
trash
poop
can.
And stuff in my trash. I have it outside.
Yeah. You don't ever get like an HOA complaint about that?
Why would I get an HOA complaint?
Oh, we do.
Because you're not supposed to leave it out.
You're not supposed to leave it out on your driveway.
It's not on my driveway. It's on the side of my house. Literally, no one could see it.
Oh, okay. If it's on the side.
No one could see it. No one in the history of the world would know.
I would get, at times, I would get letters or emails from HOA if it was the trash can was on the driveway.
I mean, maybe.
Because they want it out of sight.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. So just put it out of sight. Put it on the side of your
outside
house.
Of the hours.
No, like, I put it in the garage.
Are they militant about leaving it out past 5 p.m. or something like that?
I don't know if they're militant. If you leave it out maybe for a whole week, they'll probably send you a letter.
I just got a letter from
because
the
HOA. Because they just drive around. These people in HOA, they're losers.
I think
they just drive around the neighborhood.
I think HOA
and they pick
people
and choose.
Are losers.
Like, yeah, they are.
You're on a power kick of some sort. Like, get over yourself. Who cares?
We have a swing from a tree in the front yard that apparently we're not supposed to have up.
Oh, yeah. Of course. We had a massive controversy in my neighborhood. Like, it was a few streets away, okay? And actually, it's very lax in where I live. But a couple of streets away, it's more intense. It's bizarre. Same neighborhood, same everything, just a couple streets away, where they built a fence. Their house was built such a long time ago, a bunch of them are in one direction, and this one's actually facing a different direction. So they built a fence in what is ostensibly their backyard, but for everybody else, it's their front yard on that street. Hmm. And you're not allowed to have a fence in your front yard. And it was a massive, massive deal. Very right. expensive, like a glass fence, or like, I don't know, whatever, like a clear fence. Like,
they had to take
it
down.
An expensive thing that was like argued about for, I want to say, years.
Mm-hmm.
And who won? The backwards house?
I think the backwards house had to take it down.
Oh.
I think they lost. I think they
that's
lost.
A bad beat.
It's a bad beat. What can they do? Their house is oriented differently than all the other ones
because
it's an old neighborhood. You know what I mean? For them, it's a backyard. It's, I'm telling you, homeowner people, you hit it on the head. HOA people, crazies are the worst people. They are losers.
I got a letter. It was
just
like,
going around tattling on people.
I got a letter. Well, I didn't even know they did inspections. I get a letter and it was very complimentary. The first two paragraphs, it's like, we recently did a home inspection and we passed by your house and it looks great.
Uh-huh.
And then it had the one but. I was like,
yeah.
About children's stuff
toys.
Being left outside or
yeah, so you can't we have don't like leave, a hanging swing.
We don't. I think it was the swing. I think that's the only thing, unless my kid like left their lemonade stand outside one day.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I want my house to look good. So I wouldn't want to have my trash can in the driveway all the time. But when I have it,
well,
I forget
not the driveway, the side of the house. That's where I put mine. Why do normal
I don't
people
have
put it on
I don't
side?
Have a spot on the side of my house where I could put it.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got trees and I've got so the sides of
well,
my
you
house
have a shared driveway
are lined too. Are lined with trees and bushes. So I'd have.
I actually don't like it in the garage either because, like you say, it smells awful.
It smells
right.
like in your garage.
And I'm telling you, a mouse
it does, it
makes
smells.
Your garage smell
a
like
mouse. Butt. My wife has like an amazing sniffer. She'll be like, check, see if there's a mouse. Like she'll know if that mouse is there in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah. Listen, your wife sounds like my wife to an extent. They get something like that in their brain. They're never going to let it go. It's like while that's in the realm.
Well, here's my thing.
They're just going to check constantly.
Yes. I used to have a pesticide company. All right. I was paying monthly and I decided to quit paying that pesticide company. The mice were coming while they were there. All they were doing was giving me mouse traps.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't I just go to Lowe's or Home Depot
something.
And buy
them? Spray something too.
Okay, but I don't see any difference really in the total amount of mice.
Well,
I just think in the summers it's going
to
be an issue.
That's what they do. I have that service.
Right, but I guarantee you've had mice in your home.
I guarantee I have, but I also guarantee that they've mitigated it.
I was going to say, I don't think you're going to get rid of every single mouse in your neighborhood, but
those
companies will help.
Once a month, it crawls up in all my attics and everything.
Yeah, didn't you used to have raccoon problem?
With my old house. Oh, no, maybe this house too. Definitely my old house, the raccoon.
What'd you
like,
have chilling by your fire pit?
Well, it wasn't a problem. It was just... It was unsettling.
Right.
He was like resting on my golf mat.
What was
it? Or
a possum or a raccoon?
Fox.
A fox. You had a fox just chilling in your backyard.
There was a raccoon that was pooping on my silly Offenbacher's furniture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was leaving like a human-sized duty on my silly Offenbacher. Like I love that Offenbacher's sofa. I would put it in my house. Like, in my house.
Right.
It's that nice. And he was leaving duties on it. I mean, that's insulting. He was a big F you.
What do you do? That's where it's actually good to have the trash can on the side of the house, because you don't want to bring that.
Yeah, but you know what they do?
Fox because like poo you say, I think it's inside your garage.
I think it's a raccoon. Like, they're literally like superhuman. Like, they have the dexterity in the hands to open up your trash and get in there and get whatever they want and then strew it all over the place. But like, I would put a brick on top of my thing. It wouldn't even matter.
They would still get in?
I would put a brick on there and they would find a way to shake it or what. Like, they're superhumans. Like, yeah. Their brains are sick. I couldn't outfox it.
I just bought four new traps, glue traps, and it may be inhumane because you could see. Dude, you basically can see him dying.
I do the glue traps and everything, and on the snappers, I do everything.
Now, and, we've had snappers, and I don't think we've ever
you put peanut butter on it?
No, they outfox the snappers.
Well, you're stupid. You got to put peanut butter on it. You put peanut butter on it.
Yeah, I think we had the snapper that we have is from the previous pesticide company. I don't think it's ever snagged.
No, you it's never going to snag anything. You got to give them a reason to go there. You put peanut butter. Those suckers, you just donk them off like at an alarming rate if you have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You could put them down there and you just can't put enough traps.
Well, I've got two big glue traps, power glue traps underneath the sink now.
Yeah.
But usually catch them in the garage. Yeah. And I don't know there's much you can do in the garage.
I got a problem now. I got to call Crop because now my wife's, I've got her now. She always has to come to me now. She goes, I promise I'm not looking for stuff. Because I always accuse her of just looking for stuff that's going wrong. Because I would just look the other way. Like, I don't care. But she's telling me now that the cold water is not working on the dish, or the laundry thing. Clothes washer. Whatever you call it. Washer. The cold water's not working.
Washing machine.
Only hot water comes out. I mean, that's fine.
That's weird. Right.
What do we care? All right.
I'm a little
hot water.
Well, you shrink your clothes.
I think it can mix. If you mix and match colors and whites, I think it can be an issue. So I would rather just
kick the can down the road.
Everything, but now I got to deal with that. I don't know what it is. By the way, that's a new washer. So the theory is it's not the washer's problem. It's something.
The water heater?
There's something maybe. Something's not clicking over in my system. So I got to go call them today.
It's always something.
It's always something.
I know.
I just had, you heard about it. Did I tell you about my toilet overflowing at my house?
No.
Listen to this.
This happened this weekend?
Listen to this. Ooh. This could only happen to me. So I go in there, do my business in my bathroom upstairs, my throne, right? Nice one. I'm like a triple to quadruple flusher because I don't like,
you don't want to clog the toilet.
I don't want to clog the toilet. I look down, admire, flush. Then I go to the cleaning process, okay? Flush. A little more cleaning. My God, I'm never going to get this clean. Flush. Clean more. Flush. Last time, we have an issue. I got this toilet paper that's the world's thickest toilet paper. You know, two cleans and it's stuffed. So now it's stuffed. Nothing's happening. Water's clean, no poopy in there. It's just stuffed. I had something to do. I said to my wife, do me a favor. Just don't use the bathroom. The plunger wasn't there. I'll plunge it later, okay? Yeah, now, my friends are mocking me when I was telling this when I was playing golf with them. I'm the only person who would leave a clogged toilet and worry about it later. But right. I was like, I don't have time for this. I'll deal with it later. I get a phone call 3 hours later. My wife goes upstairs. The whole bathroom is flooded 2 inches of water.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
And this is why. I totally got boned. Because nothing should happen.
No,
but remember I told you that occasionally, randomly, my toilets leak? This one on that last flush decided to never stop. Like it,
it just kept running.
It kept running. It kept right. I got boom. So what? Like literally, it's like a 1 in 20 thing. like where it might.
1 in 20 is 5%.
Okay. Well, I got hit with that, and I had
what's that? 1 in 1,000,000.
Well, and if you're flushing, if you're flushing five times a duty,
what?
If you're flushing five times a duty, that's going to happen like once a week.
Mostly flushing toilet paper.
I was mostly just flushing toilet paper, and it was just got clogged with toilet paper. And I was like, I should have a plunger in every toilet.
Where did you go? Like you had to roll out.
I think I had to go to the grocery. I just had a couple things to do. I can't remember what it was. I just didn't because it would require going downstairs, getting the plunger, going all the way back upstairs. Doing it, I'll do it all in one trip. I'll do it later. No one needs to use this stupid toilet. Well, sure enough, I got boned. And of course, my wife still holds it against me today. 72 hours, you know, still bitter.
Was there any other damage that the water did? I mean, did it get into the bedroom or?
Oh, it started leaking all over downstairs. Now that you mentioned that, I forgot that.
Down the walls?
Down the walls, through the ceiling, because it piled up for so long.
Because you left it, because you went unattended.
My daughter said, why is it leaking down here? I go, what do you mean? What do you mean? I go down there. It's all in the, what do you call that stuff that you have? The trim, like, you know, you put trim up.
Crown molding. Yeah.
The crown molding. It's all your crown molding.
It's brown molding.
It's just crown molding everywhere. Right. Water everywhere.
Water damage.
All because my stupid toilet, once in a blue moon, leaks.
So you got to deal with that.
What do you mean deal with it? I cleaned it up. As far as I'm concerned, it's dealt with.
No, yeah, but you might have leak again.
You might have mold or damage.
God, I hope it does.
By the time that mold kicks in.
Yeah.
Mold? You want me to open all that up?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't seen your walls.
I wouldn't want mold in my walls.
But your walls might be banged up.
And I wouldn't want a toilet
to me that I have to worry about.
And I
mold.
Wouldn't want a toilet that occasionally leaks.
Yeah. That's
5%.
That's
1 out of 20.
What he needs. You need to fix that toilet. Get a new toilet.
It's just a pain in my ass. It's not the toilet. It's just I think it's the system inside.
Okay, well, fix system. It. We know people.
Yeah, I know. It's just a pain in my ass. I'd rather hit golf balls.
Okay, all right.
All right, let's go.
Well, that's where your wife should step up and say,
let's go to.
You're not going to the range today. You're not going to play golf. We're going to fix the damn toilet.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, what's up? Going with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell JP, you got a real problem because I spent $75,000 trying to get rid of mice.
What?
No, no.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
No, I bought an older house. So. They said that the subfloor and everything was rotting out, and they may be getting it through that way. Then they said it may be getting it because the water heater was off the kitchen. They said, well, it may be coming through, you know, the pipe system. So I bought a Indy-Saver water heater. I put in a gourmet kitchen, and them damn things are still there. So I don't know how in the hell they get in, but it doesn't take much. And so I'm serious. Once you get them, it's hell trying to get rid of them. They're like trying to get rid of roaches.
I know. And they can, and by the way, they can get into a, they can get underneath a door. That's how skinny they can get.
Yep.
They can get into your house any way they want.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm not spending $75,000 to get rid of mice. I'll kill them one at a time with glue traps.
Yeah, I would never spend that much money.
Hey, get a cat.
Hold on, let me tell you this because this is important. when your toilet overflows, that sewage on a company, a Surf Pro, that's sewage water.
Right.
You need to have antimicrobial. You better have the walls checked, because if black mold grows behind your walls, it's dangerous for your family.
We'll be dead. I'll be dead too.
No, no, it grows quicker than you think.
Yeah, because it's a certain temperature it grows at. Since it's hot, boy, you're going to get it fast.
This guy's so the perfect consumer for the guys that knock door to door and tell you you need a new roof.
Oh,
this guy probably spends so much money.
He spent $75,000 on mice.
Wait a minute, listen, call your insurance company and they'll send a reputable dealer out there.
No, I got people. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Don't let your toilet overflow, so they'll make sure to get somebody out there quickly, because that's sewage.
Right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Well, good luck with your mice.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. He is a good guy.
I'm taking him out one at a time.
I know. If I was Ron, I'd invest in a cat. Not $75,000.
Right. $75,000.
That's crazy.
Just
move. Put your house up for sale.
Just move. Sell as is. No problem. Right. Everything's selling anyway. You don't need an inspection. Just sell.
800-636-1067 is the number. Tom Lavera is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock to talk about where the Commanders are at and whether the Nationals will ever be sold. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.